Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
On J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart Scott, Alan Hahn, kicking it with Jay today. And I got to say this, Jay. One of the greatest sounds in the world is a child's voice.
Ha, my daughter's voice.
And I just hear it, it's just something special about it. It doesn't matter, when you hear it, especially in the morning, they have that little morning voice.
My daughter's been, she wakes up every day around 6:15, and we were working with her, on staying in her bed until her clock is 6:45, which is always work. But she's really been into Beyonce lately. Like, Halo, doing hair flips, wants to wear, all these high heel boots. I'm like, you're 2.5 years old.
Oh,
let's
fancy
calm down
girl.
With this, please. It's getting me worried.
It happens.
It's
getting me worried. They start going to mommy's closet and start playing dress up.
I can't do it.
No.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to find my Jay-Z. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm your Jay-Z, okay? I will be your Jay-Z for the next 50 years.
Listen, blink your eye and you'll be on the phone with her while she's up at college like I was yesterday. Just spent an hour talking to my daughter up at Binghamton and just thinking to myself, I still talk to her like she's two.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
My daughter's 13 and she's 6 feet. So it's like, man, I'm trying to find shoes.
She tells you right in the eye, telling you what's going on.
No, she doesn't look him in the eye. You think he's 6 feet?
Oh, what you mean?
Whoa!
So disrespectful.
How tall are you, Bart?
I used to be 6'2".
You used to be
6'2". I'm 6'1" now, yeah.
Okay.
Compression.
So that's what they say in the program. What was your program
height? Yeah, 6'2".
Okay.
No, but for real, you shrink as a football player. You lose the space in between your spine from all the hitting.
And you're saying you're 6'1" now?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're 6'1".
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
We almost do. Come on, son.
There we go. Come on, line them up. Back to back. Let's go. Turn around.
No. Why are you looking like that? Why are you looking like that?
I might be six foot. The program might have given me way too much.
Don't look at what you talking about. He got boots on. What the hell are you talking about?
I do got the Tim boots on.
What you talking about, Alex?
Extra lifts.
Just because you 6'5".
Look at your lifts. So what are you talking about?
You got some Air Force Ones, man. There.
Look at the size of that heel. Look at that.
Son. Okay, but if you 6'2", I'm at least 6'1".
Yeah, you're right.
Put some respect on me, man. Compression. A lot of ISOs in the hole when we play real physical football. Not this pansy stuff you do now. Oh, helmet to helmet. That's every damn play when I play.
Yeah, that's right. Guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
Give me my money.
Temple shot.
Well, let's get back to a conversation we had with Mike.
You always got to lift the neck. That's a sign of somebody who has Napoleon complex. You know that. It's fine.
I just like sitting back and creating these little fires and watching them burn. That was fun. Just seeing Bart go on his toes. He was on his toes, by the way.
I was on my toes. Come on, son. Son. Come on, man.
All right.
It's a good thing we're sitting down. Anyways, I am safely distant from Bart, too. So we talked about the idea of, who has more to prove, right? And I think it's an interesting debate. Jameis Winston, following in the footsteps of Drew Brees, getting a shot but only a one-year deal. And then there's Cam Newton, who had to follow in the footsteps of Tom Brady, although Cam had his own resume already in New England, but back for another deal, and people think he's washed. He's done.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in Boston aren't happy that he's back. So as we're looking at this coming season, who has more to prove out of these two guys? Mike T said he thinks it's Jameis Winston. What do you guys think?
For me, it's Cam. I mean, Cam, he's trying to prove that, after COVID, that's when things went south, that he was playing at a high level, that he came in an adverse situation, right? He came in and he had to learn the system. He was signed late. And he didn't live up to expectations. We thought this would be a perfect marriage. We thought that they would figure out how to make him become a better pocket passer. And he reverted to what he always is, and that's a scrambling quarterback that's not that accurate. And he relied on his legs more than his arm, and that's been the knock on him. We thought that McDaniels, the QB whisperer, would be able to get the best out of him, and he hasn't got the best out of him. Right now, I would arguably say that the trajectory wise, if you talk about the game started, I would say Jameis Winston, outside of the MVP, statistically is right on pace to surpass Cam when you think about how young he is, 4 years younger than him and didn't start for a year. I say that right now, Jameis Winston, I would take Jameis Winston right now over Cam Newton.
Bart, I really respect your knowledge. I do. Every time I'm on a show with you, I learn something. But I think you're really dead wrong on this one. I see a whole system being built around Cam that's going to make it conducive to the way he plays. I'm not looking for Cam to throw the deep ball. I'm looking for Cam to be utilized, his run-pound game, utilized within the system of Bill Belichick. But I do wonder all the time for Jameis Winston, why has Sean Payton kept you stashed all year? Why was Taysom Hill inserted into the line? How come I didn't see Jameis Winston? What is there something so special about Jameis Winston? When I see the mayor of New Orleans come out and say, hey, Sierra, hey, Russell Wilson, we mm-hmm. want you down here. We want you to be a part of this organization, what you can do for this community. I'm wondering why Sean Payton to come and say, no, Russell Wilson, we're okay. We got Jameis Winston.
Right.
When I feel like you're chasing the ghost of Drew Brees, does that speak for itself? You're coming into those shoes, now into a turnkey system where expectations are high, and we know what the past history of Jameis Winston has been. Those are huge shoes to fill for somebody that comes in that we thought lacked the maturity in the Bruce Arians offense. Now we're seeing you your first time after a couple years. Who are you going to be? That's a lot of pressure.
Man,
that's a lot of pressure for Jameis Winston.
He's going to arguably the safest space, right? Because
that's the point.
He's in the same system for 2 years. This is a guy who have thrown for 5,000 yards the last time as a full-time starter. He's thrown for 4,000 twice. This guy is a prolific passer.
But, Bart, you're making my point. What are expectations for the Saints? Saying all the things that you just said about Jameis Winston, what are your expectations for the Saints?
My expectations is that they're the second best team in the division. I think that they just want to make it to the playoffs and start rebuilding and start getting some of this bad contracts they have. For up in New England, I think they expect to be back and make it prove everybody wrong. That's why they're going out on their spending spree. Last time we saw a team spend like this, it was Jerry Reese when he spent all that money in free agency and had the 11-5 season. I think the expectations in New England are always high. So the pressure for Cam to try and live up to those expectations to say, hey, I am the right guy to try and hold Matt Jones or whoever they bring in as a young quarterback, I think the pressure's on him to make sure that he doesn't get replaced mid-season. I don't think it's any threat. I understand Taysom Hill is there, but he's a package guy. You know, everybody's talking about, oh, well, he's going to get his opportunity. This dude's like 30 years old, man. I don't know if he went on a mission or something or if he's Mormon or something. This dude's old as hell, so he's already who he's going to be. Cam's going to have to try and hold back that potential of a young quarterback behind him.
Okay, I'm just saying, Michael Thomas – what's going on with Michael Thomas? We ask Key all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Key, what's up with Michael Thomas? One of the best receivers in the game. Alvin Kamara. What's up with Alvin Kamara? You ready to go? I mean, one of the best in the game, right? Like, there's a lot of pieces down there that I think also play into Jameis Winston.
They're all looking at him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's my point. Like, it's going to come back to Jameis Winston and how he handles that.
Well, that defense is tremendous. That's a Super Bowl caliber defense.
That's what I'm saying. You can't waste that defense.
That's part of the
argument. You can't waste it.
Let's get the callers involved. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Please.
888-729-3776. The question we're asking, it's out of these two, or if you have another one that we're not bringing up, which quarterback has the most to prove in 2021? Would it be Cam Newton? Would it be Jameis Winston? Or maybe it's someone else? I will say this. Cam Newton has a resume. So he's already proven himself. He's an MVP. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's gotten paid.
That's all
Jameis
in the same
Winston
season.
Is still trying to prove himself as a starter in this league because one team already gave up on him.
Mm.
And now he's spending it as a backup for a year, and now he's getting a one-year deal as a starter. That's basically a prove-it deal. If you get a one-year deal, it's generally a prove-it deal. So prove it.
Cam got 2 1-year deals. He's been trying to prove it.
I just said he already has a resume, though, Bart.
Yeah,
he went to. What are you proving when you've already been an MVP? What are you proving? I was an MVP.
He had a great season. He went to the Super Bowl. He caught lightning in a bottle. But I feel like Cam Newton has not lived up to what we thought he was going to be. He's the number one overall pick, so it's Jameis. I thought that Cam at this point would be able to say that he's going to host the Lombardi Trophy. I think right now it's always been questions. You know, for me, Cam Newton, you know, his comp would be right now, is he better than Colin Kaepernick? Because their games are very, very similar, right? So I would wonder, like, if Kaepernick came in, would he be a better quarterback than Cam Newton? Cam Newton's skills has diminished. And I know that, you know, he's had a lot of injuries. But you see his body starting to break down before our eyes. And I think that his career is closer to the end than Jameis Winston. I think he may be a guy that only plays 11 years because if he don't perform now, Jameis Winston's going to continue to get opportunities.
I just don't have crazy high expectations for Cam Newton. I don't, because it's going to be part of the system.
This part of his career.
I have higher expectations for Jameis Winston. I'll tell you somebody else I have high expectations for. Dak Prescott, you got the bag. It's
Well, outside of those two, to me, Matthew Stafford, because we've been saying that he's been hitting in Detroit, and now he's going to a Super Bowl caliber team.
All right, well, we'll see what the callers say again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which quarterback has the most to prove in 2021? If you have an opinion, join the conversation. Coming up, though, Jay has his round ball rankings. Why one school missing out on March Madness will not be out for long. We'll get to that after Jay has this from Indeed.
As a business owner, time is your most valuable resource. Remember that. Time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. Want to go beyond the resume like we all do? Choose from over 135 skills tests to challenge applicants on hard skills like computer proficiency or soft skills like customer service. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, it's Greeny, and Thursday we're giving you advice or breaking down your bracket so you can win with your sheet of integrity, and Scott Pioli will analyze all the moves of NFL free agency. That's with me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
KJZ, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn kicking it with Jay. So let's get to the round ball rankings. Jay's round ball rankings brought to you by Dell. Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers powered by Intel Core processors. Just call 877-ASK-DELL. Speaking of calls, we have calls on the line that we will get to in a little bit. Have some patience. We want to get to the round ball rankings. Jay,
that's what I'm talking about, Dell. My round ball rankings are powered by the Intel Core processors in the brain. Let's go. Let's kick it off. My top six teams where their luck is about to change. Kick it off, James. Let's go.
Number six.
The Phoenix Suns. The Suns have missed the playoffs in 10 straight seasons entering this one. That's the second longest active playoff drought in the NBA behind only the Sacramento Kings, which have 14. But now things are changing, guys. The second best record in the league. Ooh, get him, CP3. Yeah. I see you working, 9 assists per game. Devin Booker finally became an all-star, averaging 25 points per game. I like their youth. I like their talent. Monty Williams right now is in my top list of one of the top coaches in the game, probably the coach of the year thus far moving in the NBA. Number five, let's go, baby.
Number five.
I live with this every single day, Alan. My wife talks about it. My brother-in-law talks about it. My father-in-law talks about it. He wants to come on the show. Who's going to be the next head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, right? This team, since the NCAA tournament began in 1939, Archie Miller is the first coach to spend at least four seasons at IU and never reach the tournament.
Damn.
Never reach the tournament. He's the only coach in IU history not to have a Big
10 winning season in any of his 4 years. That's blasphemy. IU deserves better. Bring me back to the days of Kelvin Sampson. I don't care about a missed phone call. We want to win. Bring me back to the days of Tom Crean. Give me guys like Victor Oladipo. Hey, I'll tell you my head coaching list for them. This is going to change. Try to get Brad Stevens. If you can't get him, get Chris Beard from Texas Tech. You can't get him, call up Baylor. Scott Drew is willing to work. He came on here yesterday, talked about Bryce Drew, and then laid out his entire resume. Scott Drew wants the opportunity. Give it to Scott Drew. Here we go. Number four.
Number four.
Oh, the Fab Five. You know what I'm talking about. Michigan basketball. No Big Ten school has won the NCAA tournament since the year 2000. Since the year 2000. Barton Allen.
Was that Trey Burke?
No, that was no.
Trey
Burke. They didn't win it.
They didn't win it.
Oh. I'm talking about Mateen Cleaves.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mo P. I'm talking about that Michigan State team.
Yeah. Flintstones.
Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
Getting it done for Tom Izzo.
Nice, Bart.
Look, this team, things are changing right now for them. Things are changing. Yes, John Beilein had them going. I understand it. They don't have Isaiah Livers in the tournament, but Juwan Howard is the guy for this organization moving forward. Guess what? They're going to have a top 20 recruiting class. That's what we want to see. Jalen Rose has said this so many times. He wants to see McDonald's All-Americans going back to Michigan. Let's get back to the days of Jamal Crawford. Let's get back to the days of having top-tier talent. Juwan Howard has gotten it done thus far.
Number three.
Number three, Gonzaga. We talk about it. The last time Duke and Kentucky missed a tournament, a team went undefeated in the tournament.
That'd be IU.
That's IU, 1976. Gonzaga has a chance to go undefeated. Number one seed is their fourth time in the last eight NCAA tournaments. Their fourth number one seed in the last eight NCAA tournaments. But let me tell you why this year is different. They got guys like Kispert who can score against anybody. And Jalen Suggs had a chance to go directly overseas and make millions of dollars. He got other offers from top-tier programs. He chose to go to Gonzaga. It's a different kind of look for Gonzaga basketball. This is a year where everything changes. They win the national chip.
You might be a number one pick.
Mark that down. Here we go.
Number two.
Oh, we're coming right back home, baby. We're coming right back home to the city.
What are you doing?
We're coming to your squad, Alan. Things are about to change for the Knicks. The last time the Knicks made the playoffs and had a winning record. When is that, Alan? Can you tell me?
The last time they made the playoffs had a winning record.
And had a winning record.
That'd be 2013.
Ooh, look at you. You're a diehard Knicks fan. I love it.
Go New York. 2012. Go New York. Go.
Yeah, Jesse Isler, props to you for writing song.
That's right, my man.
That's right. Jesse Isler wrote that song. But look, things are changing right now for the Knicks. I think they're going to make the playoffs. Julius Randle having a career year. Emmanuel Quickly. And guess what? Not only are they going to make the playoffs, I like some of the young assets that they're building for the next superstar to come here to New York. As we talked about with multiple franchises across all sports, just shows me stability. Yeah. Show me stability. World Wide West, Leon Rose, they're doing that right now. If they can continue to show me stability, they will not only make the playoffs, but they will land a superstar here in New York City very soon.
From your mic to God's ears.
There we go.
Number one.
Number one. MJ, bring it home, Michael Jordan. Bring it home. Since Jordan has taken over the team, the Hornets have had 13 lottery picks. 13 lottery picks.
Ew.
Third most in the NBA. Only one of those lottery picks, Bartholomew.
Kurt Morris?
Only one of those lottery picks has been an all-star at any point in their career.
Kurt Morris.
Can you tell me who that all-star is?
Kurt Morris, a.k.a. Baby Bird.
You were wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Alan, can you tell me who that one all-star is?
The one all-star from the Hornets in the last 13
picks? You know
picks?
This, Alan.
Chris Paul?
No. Kemba Walker.
Ah, okay.
The only one.
Kemba Walker.
The only one.
My God.
But guess what? LaMelo Ball. Social media superstar. They are the most entertaining team to watch in the league. I repeat, people, listen to me. If you don't have NBA League Pass, go get it right now. Yeah. It's worth it to watch the Charlotte Hornets play. Not only is LaMelo Ball playing out of his tail, but you also have Gordon Hayward. They have young pieces. They're moving in the right direction. Devontae Graham a couple years ago should have got Sixth Man of the Year. I love the way this team is moving. They play fast, and LaMelo Ball is a star. Is a star. And that is my top six teams whose luck are about to change.
Bart, did you say Kirk Morrison, by the way?
I like it. He meant Adam Morrison. Yeah, yeah.
No,
Morrison.
But he knows what I do.
I know what
Kirk
he does.
Morrison.
He
just Kirk Cousins and Adam Morrison together.
He destroys names on purpose.
Kirk Morrison playing the NFL.
Yeah. Listen. If you're not legit, I jack your name up on purpose. Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why I just started cracking up because I know what he's doing.
I was like, Kirk Cousins and Adam Morrison.
Did we leave the round ball? Because I believe the Mets are coming too. I mean, we've been waiting for that to come. I know we don't really talk baseball over here, but you know what I'm saying?
We talk baseball.
We got a lot of money.
We're going to talk a lot of hockey now. We got the new package.
Oh, we are.
These are Jay's round ball rankings.
These are the round ball rankings. Yeah. So that'd be only basketball.
I thought baseball was right. Oh, never mind. I'm just playing.
I like what you did there.
These aren't the seam head rankings. We haven't gotten to that.
Big up, Kurt Morrison.
2 days, Bart. You lend me to drink.
We go the oblong ball. Maybe we could do
that. Let's get some of these calls.
Let's do that. So the question, of course, was who has more to prove, Jameis Winston or Cam Newton, or is there someone else at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Monty in Atlanta first. Monty. Hot Atlanta.
What up, Monty?
What's good? What's good, Ken, folks? Yes. Hey, I really think my man Cam Newton got the most to prove right now. Dealing with, you get following the GOAT of Tom Brady, and then the season that he had. So they building that team for him, and that pressure is going to be major on him. Plus, you got the greatest coach of all time with Belichick coaching. That pressure is major for Cam this year.
But, Monty, what was the reason why Tom Brady left? Because he had nothing to work with.
Yep.
It's not like they had a Super Bowl running team. Tom was out because he was like, I don't have any weapons here. That's why I wanted to go to Tampa Bay.
Yep. But Tom still took that team to the playoffs. And, like, you know, you look at Cam. They're saying, Cam, you're replacing the GOAT. And you saw the scrutiny that he took late in the year, the inaccurate passes. Listen, just because they don't catch it or they can't catch it, you got to at least give him an opportunity to catch it. He was throwing the balls in the dirt.
But before Cam got COVID, he was balling out.
I'm just saying.
That is true, too. Out.
Right. So when he comes this year, he won't have that excuse.
Let's continue, though, because this is interesting. Orlando in Georgia has a name that we did not bring up. Orlando. Ooh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
you guys are awesome. I'm really for South Philly. Tell Mr. Keogh we love him. Our prayers are with him.
Respect. Thank you.
I think it's Carson Wentz, yo.
If
Carson Wentz does not do whatever, those guys are going to start looking at him sideways. So I think there's a lot of pressure on him.
That's a good one. Catch Bart, that I'm trade now.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, number two, wearing number two as well. Same as Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I'm the best number two. What up?
What level of petty would that be? Is that like, see, I have the levels of petty. Like, there's petty ruck spin, which is like, it's cute petty. Like, that's cute what you're doing, right? Then the highest one is
petty
like,
ruck spin.
Yeah, I mean, the highest one is Richard Petty. Like, that's the king of all petty. Like, that's when it's like,
that's a petty ruck spin one. That's a petty ruck spin one.
That's a cute petty.
Yeah. I mean, but you got Frank Reich back, right? He helped you win a Super Bowl the first time. What's
it's
up?
True,
it's your
though.
Time.
There is pressure on him. Wait, yes. Okay, are you for real? Or what happened in Philly, was that really more you than it was Philly?
Because this, you think about the Colts, they're a team that's in their window of winning a Super Bowl. Mm. So, you know, you think Philip Rivers were able to play well, but he was a statue. He couldn't move, right? And now you ask Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a tough player, and he's going to have a great offensive line. I'm sure they still have a little bit of work to do. I think they're losing Costanzo this year, so they're going to got to replace him. But this is a team that's loaded and ready to win. They made aggressive moves, you know, bringing in DeForest Buckner, giving up their first-round draft pick last year. Now they're ready to go. They have weapons galore, good line. I love their running game. It's legit. Listen, it's real smoke right there, and I think he's going to come with a chip on the shoulder.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's try Brady in Indiana. Brady,
what's up, Brady?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I think it's Dak Prescott. And the reason I say that, I'm a 54-year-old Dallas Cowboy fan for years, and I'm just looking at his play versus his O-line. I think they're garbage, and I do. I think he needs a shutdown corner, but he needs to prove himself. Because, I mean, what I've been seeing, what I've been watching, I can even think about switching teams, but I don't want to do that because I've just been a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan, and I would like to see him perform a little better on the field.
Hmm. Brady, I'm with you. It was interesting here because we had a lot of Dak Prescott talk about him getting this contract and what happens. Does he force his way out of Dallas? Do they franchise tag him again? And once the deal happened, my brain naturally went to, well, okay, great for Dak, but this is still the same team they were last year.
Not exactly.
I mean, you got Dan Quinn, a different DC. Obviously, I understand that.
And you're going to get Tyron Smith back healthy. You're going to get Lionel Collins back healthy. Remember, his line was decimated with injuries. This is a guy that you all
their
we saw
defense was
listen,
horrible.
Listen, we saw a small sample size, right, last year of Dak Prescott. He threw for 500 yards, 300 yards. He was averaging 500 yards, 420 yards a game.
But he was single-handedly keeping them in games. That's right. Exactly the point.
So what else does he have to prove? He's going to perform at a high level. If they don't win, it's going to be because the others. It's going to be because of the defense side of the ball. The offense are going to do their job. And I think they're going to get that fixed, man. Listen, it's not that hard to fix defense. You don't need a lot of superstars on defense to be a good defense. You just need structure. You need guys to play hard and be held accountable. They have the talent on defense. And if they bring in Richard Sherman at corner, somebody that's been with Dan Quinn, and if you bring a guy like Keanu Neal over there, a guy that could be an inbox safety, a thumper like Cam Chancellor, he's almost 230 pounds. He's a hit stick. He stayed healthy. They have pass rushers. Like, that's not the problem. They got a great edge rusher in Lawrence. They got Alden Smith. They got Randy Gregory. See, if he can keep his if
see, Bart, you're talking they got too Vander reasonably Ish. For me.
I know, right?
You're talking too reasonably for me.
They got Vander Ish and they got Jalen Smith.
You sound too practical. You're too.
And
sound.
They're gonna draft Patrick Surtain. So you're going to have a veteran in Sherman. You're going to have a young first-round draft pick on the outside. They got Trevon Diggs last year. It's not that hard to fix.
That offense before he got hurt was the best in the league.
Oh, it was humming.
And the defense was a major issue. And I know what Bart's saying. You improve that defense even just a little bit, that offense is good enough.
But, Alan, you guys know how the media works.
That's true.
You know how the media works, that when things go wrong, we're not talking about all the nuances of the pieces of the defense. We're coming back to the star, the guy that just got the bag.
Yeah.
The guy that's got one of the biggest signing bonuses in the history
of
the
NFL. Everyone is now staring at him going, okay, but you got paid, now you got to deliver.
But you can't criticize him if he's throwing for 500 yards. What can you say?
Fair point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right.
Hey, when facts
calls are great. We will continue taking the calls a little bit later on too, because we've got some really good suggestions here. So we definitely want to keeping that conversation going. But a Super Bowl champion is going to answer that question. That'll come up after SportsCenter. All right, SportsCenter right now. I'm Alan Hahn, massage therapist, Sue, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. He's calling the allegations baseless. Two civil lawsuits have been filed against Watson alleging inappropriate conduct during massages on two separate occasions by two separate plaintiffs, a story that everyone is watching closely right now in the NFL. Speaking of the NFL, notable NFL moves, wide receiver Curtis Samuel. He signs a three-year, $34.5 million deal with the Washington football team. More wide receiver news, A.J. Green, a one-year deal from the Cardinals. Boy, that makes that offense even more interesting, right? And cornerback Patrick Peterson, he agrees to a one-year, $10 million deal with the Viking. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting on all. In the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo lifts the Bucks to a 109-105 overtime win against the 76ers in Philly. Giannis goes for 32, 15, and 5 in 43 minutes. He had 10 in the overtime. Sat on the floor, crossed his arms. It's my court. Then he ordered a cheesesteak after the game. That's a true story. I'm not ad-libbing that. The Sixers had their six-game winning streak snapped. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. As a business owner, time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job, and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. All right, we continue. KJZ, Bart and Hahn kicking it with Jay. And you know who's going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline right now?
Who we got?
A Super Bowl champion.
Ooh.
Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, joins us right now. I'm sorry, you know what
He's
I said.
He's back in one of the crazy rooms of his house. Yeah, this is the room
said
with the piano.
But I got to correct myself.
Do you play piano?
Oh, yeah. Can you give us a little ditty? Go in the back to the little Billy Joel for me?
Play a little Lean
Bottle
on Me or
something.
Oh, I can't because I'm hooked up. I'm hooked up right now, but my son he plays the piano. So maybe one day I'll get him a debut on the show.
It'd be great to have Woody as he's talking. You play music along with him, like in the background.
D Wood, did you beat your face up again yourself, man? That's some good makeup all of a sudden, man. Got that lipstick popping, man.
Jeez,
I'm just messing. This is my dog.
He's my locker mate, man.
He's my locker mate. See, I blend mine in wrong. People don't realize we all doing our own stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? It's hard up in these streets, man. I'm NW50. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to blend mine right. I can't get it blended in right.
I got to be right out here, Bart, man. Come on now.
No, you represent the day, though, big fella.
Always are. Hey, so we're watching the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're basically rebuilding offensive line. They let go of both tackles, and they're building it from the inside out, adding Kyle Long and then Joe Tooney the other day. What do you make of this?
Well, guys, you got to understand, remember, Andy Reid is an offensive line coach at heart. So, you know, we all saw what happened in the Super Bowl. Kansas City, they were dealing with offensive line issues all year long. Both of their tackles, Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz, they had injuries all year. So at some point, it was bound to be a disaster, and they caught up with them at the worst time in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Andy Reid said, you know what? I'm going back to my old roots. I'm going to rebuild this thing between free agency and the draft. This is going to be a whole new starting offensive line, and you got to protect the investment, man. When you got Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the league, you got to protect him.
But it didn't seem like the pressure was coming from interior-wise. It was coming from the edges. And now they're sitting out there without any tackles on their roster. How do they supplement that? I thought they would have went out in free agency and been aggressive on trying to either make a trade, or it's reported they're trying to go out there and get a guy like Orlando Brown Jr. But why would I trade, you know, him to you if I'm the Baltimore Ravens and I'm your team I'm contending against?
Well, you got to understand, Kyle Long has versatility. He's a guy that played both guard and tackle in this league, so he could play in either spot. And then obviously we know that Joe Tooney is going to probably man that left guard position. And then Duvernay Tardif, who opted out last year and did all that great work up in Canada, he'll be eligible to come back to the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're going to have options again between free agency and the draft. They're going to get this offensive line right.
Big Wood, let me ask you this question. The Bears tried to acquire Russell Wilson. Adam Schefter reported that no trade at this time. If you were Russ, what team would you want to go to? Would you expand your list? What would be the best fit if you didn't want to stay in Seattle?
Wow. Man, if it was up of those teams on his list, probably New Orleans for me, because you have an opportunity to play with an offensive-minded coach in Sean Payton, and that organization is a well-run organization. They got a lot of pieces down there. So I'm sure if Russell Wilson, you know, had his druthers, it would be the New Orleans Saints because he's playing with an offensive-minded head coach.
But it seems like they're locked in on Jameis Winston. Sean Payton has talked about prioritizing them. Obviously, look, I still think I would take Russell Wilson over Jameis, but it's fine. But say they're off the table. Like, would you have Dave Gettleman for the Giants call? Would you have Sam Darnold with the Jets? Are those options that you were forced to go to?
Well, listen, here's the thing that everyone forgets when they talk about trading for these superstar quarterbacks. Who are you bringing back in return? Okay, it's one thing, you know, we're trying to, you know, put this guy with this team, this guy with that team. But when you're talking about superstar quarterbacks, you got to be able to bring back significant assets. You got to be able to replace that quarterback that you're getting rid of. The Giants can't do that. They don't have the assets. Now, the Jets, on the other hand, they have the number two pick along with multiple first-round picks this year and next. So they have the assets to pull it off, but Chicago didn't have it. I would say all the teams in the league don't have the assets outside of New York, the Jets and the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, tell me this, Wood. Like, I've never seen Bill Belichick, you know, come out and spend money like he's on Brewster's Millions, man. Like, what does that signal to you, you know, with him spending all this money, bringing all this talent in? You know, what does this signal to you? Like, what is he doing and what is he telling us with some of the moves that he's made?
Well, listen, I think it's a couple things, Bart. Number one, that Bill wasn't going to sit back quietly while everyone else is having fun out here. You know, when you've dominated for basically 20 years with Tom Brady, and then, you know, he leaves, go to Tampa, wins the Super Bowl, and you're left outside of the playoffs, that's no fun. So Bill said, you know what? I'm going to reload when everyone else is squeezed with the cap. And it's also an admission as far as drafting. He hasn't been the best, GM as far as acquiring talent via the draft. So I think with all those free agent signings, that was also an admission that, you know what, This roster is depleted, and I need to upgrade a lot of positions on this team.
In your opinion, have they caught the Buffalo Bills in the division?
No. I think the Buffalo Bills are still the team to beat. They're one of the best teams in the AFC. They have continuity all the way around in the organization. They added Emmanuel Sanders, another reliable piece for Josh Allen. And at the end of the day, they have the best quarterback in the division by far.
We're talking with Damian Woody. So we've been kicking this one around throughout the show when we're getting calls on it as well, and we're going to get back to the calls on it, but I wanted to get your take. So we have this thing of who has more to prove this year, and the two options we give are Jameis Winston or Cam Newton. In your opinion, out of these two, who do you feel has more to prove?
I'm going to say Jameis Winston because the last time we saw Jameis Winston in Tampa, he threw for 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, but 30 interceptions. And a lot of those interceptions went for touchdowns. So the question I have for Jameis Winston, he's a young quarterback still in this league, but can a zebra change his stripes? Can Sean Payton coach all those turnovers out of Jameis Winston? I think that's the most intriguing question that's out there as far as Jameis Winston is concerned, potentially being a starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints.
Well, you're asking for it when your philosophy is no risk it, no biscuit. So, you know what I mean? I think that sent the wrong message to him. I think Sean Payton, he'll be a lot more reserved and play within himself a little bit.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, D-Wood.
Hey, man, hook me up next time, man. Hook me up a little bit with the blending, man. You need to do a video, man. No doubt.
That's Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Barton Hahn in with J. Will. Presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle on your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. All right, so who has the most to prove in 2021? We got your calls. We're going to hear from you next after Jay has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Yeah, Alan, it's time for some Straight Talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it, right? So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, do yourself a favor. Just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract. Once again, with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
John in Oklahoma, we got to run. But what you got?
Jay, he's one of my favorite point guards watching college. Key.
Thanks, man.
Great, consistent career. Solid with my Cowboys, luckily. It was safeties, not seagulls, when you went over the middle or you went and got 800 catches. Zubin, great personality, great job of leading the show.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
See, we've all been there. We've had it.
Wish sandwich, syrup sandwich.
Yeah, give me some butter, put some sugar on top of that Wonder Bread, we good.
I will not touch bologna. Too much as a kid, man. Yeah, the fried bologna. Listen, I didn't even know American cheese wasn't even cheese.
The look on Alan's face right now.
What do you mean?
I never knew.
What's the look on my face? What are you trying to say?
It was like quizzical. You're like,
not quizzical at all.
I never knew cheese was cheese. Did you ever know that like American cheese isn't real cheese? I didn't know that until I met my wife. She's like, you know that's cheese product, right? Yeah, it's basically processed. Melted cheese whiz. Yes. Mm. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't know.
They just put it in a
thanks a lot. Haven't touched American cheese since. Disrespectful. Oh, real. I can afford real cheese.
Real
now.
Cheese now.
Real
I can absolutely
cheese.
Relate.
Give me some Gouda.
To the nights where it was like we're having breakfast for dinner. Yeah, we have eggs. That's what we're having.
It all goes together. It all goes together.
Okay.
Ain't nobody says it all goes.
But
to
as
the
a
same
kid,
place.
You don't know any better as a kid. Like hamburger helper. You know, without the hamburger, just the helper.
The helping
you know?
Part. Help me. Bro. Help me.
Like
that's what I'm saying.
That was dinner. I didn't know any better, right? Like, what do we know?
I'm gonna shut it down with King Vitamin. You know what I'm saying? Roof of the mouth, all beat up. They couldn't even afford somebody to make the animation. It's just a real man with like long eyebrows, creepy as hell. If you think I'm playing, Google King Vitamin Cereal.
King Vitamin Cereal. I've seen it before.
Like it sits in the milk. Sits in the milk. Won't ever. You know how after a while Captain Crunch just soaks up. It don't even soak. It's just there.
It stays hard.
Like yo, what kind of preservatives you got on this thing, man?
It's like River Rock. The milk just floats around it. Is that now? Usually it's a knockoff of like the brand. Like we always got the no frills. Like it didn't even say like it just said
fruit
like,
rings.
Yes, it's rings.
It's fake Captain Crunch.
It's supposed to be fake Captain Crunch.
Yeah, yeah.
We need people to call in with this. Tell me like what's the most absurd thing you've eaten for breakfast?
There has to be something where
the greatest knockoff is you ever.
The knockoffs because that's that like you saw like the ones with the cartoon.
Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Smacks.
The blank white box with the two stripes and it was no. Frills and it would just say right fruity O's.
Yo, we just
flakes of corn.
We just slang that cheese. That cheese touches the skin. It don't even melt. It just bends.
Stays on
it,
there.
Is, just, it bends. It don't even melt.
Jay Will is stuck with us this week.
I love it.
Bart and I
love it.
This is what we do. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. So as we've been having the conversation today, and it's been an interesting one, we've got a lot of reaction to it. Which quarterback has the most to prove in 2021? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The tweets we're getting have some really interesting names. So we just presented to you Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, but we're always open to any other suggestions. We've had some good ones. Some people have said things like Carson Wentz. That certainly got our attention. Dak Prescott, also, he got the bag. Now it's time to prove. Some tweets. Boeba says Big Ben has something to prove, the most to prove. Does he? Dean said Sam Darnold, I would say. Brian also says Carson Wentz. Hmm. Kevin, Matthew Stafford, that was another name that we came up with. And how about this one, Bart? JJ says Kyler Murray.
Ooh.
As Keyshawn
would
call
you add AJ Green. You add AJ Green.
Yeah.
You've got already DeAndre, you got Hop. Got
to retain Larry.
Now, will you also retain Larry? Is that, when you think about Kyler Murray, is it show improved time? We got you weapons.
It is. And also, we got you protection because we, instead of them, the Raiders cutting Hudson, they traded for Hudson. So now they have arguably one of the top best centers in the league right now to protect him. He has to stay healthy. They gave him weapons. And it's the type of weapons they decided to give him that really is eye-opening to me. They gave him weapons with huge catch radiuses where he doesn't have to be the most accurate quarterback. He's a guy that's going to be on the move a lot of time, those off-schedule plays. And now he has guys that he can throw the ball up that doesn't drop anything. Larry Fitzgerald probably has like 20 drops in his career. Think about A.J. Green, if he can stay healthy, what he's been in this league. And now you think about DeAndre Hopkins, that goes without saying. How great he is. So now he's out of excuses.
I just feel like Kyler Murray is not set up for success, right? He has all the pieces. You know how hard that division is?
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams have gotten exponentially better.
Niners.
Seattle's taking a step back.
Agreed. But still, I mean, you also got the 49ers.
Niners are going to be healthy again.
They're going to be healthy again. Yep. They're going to be a different team. I think Kyler Murray can take that next step too, but like, what are the expectations that we want for Kyler Murray?
Remember, we were talking about him as an MVP candidate last year. Remember?
We were for a short stint.
Right, he was an MVP candidate.
Before they fell off.
Right, they fell off, but now they went out and addressed the defensive side of the ball. They fell off when Chandler Jones went down, one of the most productive pass rushers.
He comes back now.
Now you put
him
with J.J. Watt. Yeah. They had Isaiah Simmons, Buda Baker.
So are we saying Super Bowl expectations for the Cardinals? Are we ready to do that right now for them?
I'm saying
I know the Red Sea believes that, but are we willing to do that?
I'm saying divisional title. I'm saying they at least should win the division or compete for the division because their defense can be just as effective as the Rams, yeah. And their offense is something that people – that air raid, you know, it's hard to keep up. Now they have the ability – because remember that he could still have Christian Kirk. Like, we're forgetting that they have a young, fast guy too. So they have the ability – we talk about how Bill Belichick wanted to go with the 12 personnel, the two tight ends, be able to have that personnel matchup. Now they can go four wides and force you to figure out how you're going to defend that. Listen, most teams may have one good corner, maybe two if you're good. Four? You won't have four, and they can spread you out, and then Kyler Murray's going to have the ability to be able to run in space because now you have to double all these great receivers. So what are you going to do? They're going to be able to utilize the entire football field.
Man, we're talking about his third year. Talking about it with you guys.
That's what you
high
want.
High expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really a good one. That's a good one. Here's another interesting one here from Anthony. We go to the calls. Anthony in North Carolina. Anthony, who has the most to prove quarterback-wise in 2021?
North Carolina!
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, brother?
Oh, nothing. Jay was going to like this one, man. I don't know how we haven't heard his name yet, but the guy that has the most to prove is, I mean, it's obviously Daniel Jones, man, going into his third year quarterback leap. The kid hasn't had any healthy weapons since he entered the league. You know, Saquon, whether it be the O-line. I got to see some big numbers, even if he goes back to his first year numbers. And please... Dave Gettleman, please, today, sign Kenny Golladay before I pull the rest of my hair. I'm with you, Aaron.
Thank you, Anthony. Now again, yes. Like that's a name to keep an eye on because it's the Bengals or the Giants, and apparently it's the Bengals that he really wants. Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for us, did tweet that. So that is something to keep an eye on for sure. But the latest on Deshaun Watson, how it impacts his trade value, that's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.